Good day and welcome you to a new episode of the Healing Streams podcast. Your host is Timothy Akinshola. I also welcome you to the month of February 2019. I pray that you will enjoy God's amazing blessings this month in Jesus' name. Your paths are covered by the blood of Jesus. No evil shall come near your dwelling place in Jesus' name. This month, we shall be assuring our hearts with the word of God. The theme for this month is that we have a more sure word of prophecy. Kindly turn your Bible with me to the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19. I read, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts." Apostle Peter says that we have a more sure word of prophecy. Let us start by establishing what a word of prophecy is. According to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 3, the word of prophecy is for edification, exhortation, and comfort. To edify means to build up. The word of God builds up our life. Your life is like a human body that needs different things at specific times for growth. The word of God supplies these nutrients needed for growth. To exhort means to persuade to do something good or take an action. The word of God provides a believer with the right counsel on what to do in specific situations for an outstanding result. Then, to comfort means to provide support or stability. Now, the word of God comes as a word of prophecy to edify, exhort, and comfort believers. The word of prophecy is sure because of what God said in the book of Psalms 89 verse 34. He says, "My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my mouth." These are the words that we will be considering this month. The first sure word of prophecy we want to examine is found in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For ye have said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." This is a strong word for anybody at any time and under any circumstance. It is a word for all ages. Please say after me, "God has said he will never leave me nor forsake me." Again, "God has said he will never leave me nor forsake me." To leave means to abandon. That is not in God's character. Many a times we think God is like a man who is always looking for a way to punish us. What happens when we offend is that we are disciplined and it is administered to us in love and not for destruction. Quickly turn your Bibles also with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2 for a confirmation of this word. "When you pass through the waters, God said it will be with you. Through the rivers, it will not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you." Amen. I remember the story of the three Hebrew brothers that were in the flame of fire. The Bible says that the flame did not kindle upon them. They came out ale and earthy. Not one ear on their body dropped down. The waters, rivers, fire, and flame will not harm you because God is with you. Not only is God with you, he is also in you. Therefore, as you proceed this year, do not be afraid because God is with you. His presence with you will remove every mountain before you and cause you to live in peace and rest. Believing and confessing Jesus as your Lord and Savior brings with it the assurance of God's presence. If you are yet to do so, I want you to do that right now. I can assure you that that will be the best decision of your life. Welcome to God's family. For comments and prayers, kindly write to us through healingstreamspodcast@gmail.com. God bless you. Amen. I run my friends, I run them unto you, Lord.